This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Big Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. You know, he's been wearing Elvis hat a lot lately. He's always loved Elvis Presley, but I feel like the movie has reignited his Elvis love. Our video producer, Eddie.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome very much.
So I want to shout out my 9-year-old because he's awesome. He got a homework assignment yesterday. And it's not even due till Monday. And he came to me last night before I went to bed and said, "Dad, I'm done with my project. Check it out." I'm like, wow, I wish all the boys, like, just take note. I called all the kids downstairs, take note. Look what he did.
I bet they love that.
Oh, they hated it.
I bet they love
it. They're probably making fun of him right now.
But he's the oldest. No, he's not the oldest.
He's the second oldest.
I bet the oldest really hated that.
Oh, dude, he was just like, "Oh, cool, Dad, who cares?" Like, whatever. Because the oldest, he's always late. All his projects, they're always turned in like a day late.
Is your 9-year-old completely different though in that respect?
100% different.
Like on time places.
Yeah.
Looking at.
He's the first one up in the morning.
It's crazy how you can have different personalities.
Yeah. And I don't know who he gets that from. I think me, probably.
No, I don't think.
Oh,
definitely not you.
Yeah, I don't think you okay. At all. All right, next up, he wants me to introduce him tonight to The Miz. He's a big Real World fan. Not really a wrestling fan, but it's all Real World based.
Yeah, Real World back to New York.
And I'll be with The Miz tonight, apparently. I've never met him before at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to say good luck to my wife as this weekend she ventures to go to her 20-year high school reunion, and I want her to walk in that wherever it's at. I don't know if it's a bar, restaurant, at the high school gymnasium, and I want all those guys to be like, "Man, we had a dime piece right here in front of us all these years, and we let her get away, and she married a celebrity." So, hey, good luck.
Hasn't he said recently she's past her prime?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, but they still can realize, dang, we had that dime piece here, and she married a celeb, so she was pretty dang hot.
What is a dime piece?
Yeah, what is
so
that?
So what's a dime piece? A perfect 10 dime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on,
so,
guys.
I don't know.
No, not,
I don't speak
what's
that.
The cooler compliment that they say, "Look at the dime piece," or "She married a celebrity"?
That's what he's trying to say.
Married a celebrity, I think.
But both are cool.
Both are awesome. But yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. 20-year high school reunion, so have fun.
All right, there he is. Next up, you know, we all mostly were headphones for a living. And Amy's the only person who the last couple of years, she's never wavered from the $2 pair of corded Apple AirBuds from iPhone 6. All right, here she is, Amy.
Okay, so butterboards are all the rage right now. So if you happen to be hosting something at your house, I highly recommend you Google this and check it out. It's like a charcuterie board.
Like a slip and slide?
Meat and cheese normally. But no, you get like a wooden block or board and you spread butter all over it.
Different butters?
You can do different butters, yeah.
One butter seems weird. I would just eat the butter.
Well, what I've seen like on TikTok is it covers the whole board in butter, but then you can season it in different sections with like different herbs and salt and spices and whatnot. So, and honey, make a sweet version of it, and then serve it with different types of bread, and voila, you have a butter board, which is also a conversation starter because a lot of people probably haven't seen a butter board.
Yeah, I'm still working on NyQuil chicken. After that, I'll get to the
butter boards. Yeah, this is real and safe.
Over there. All right.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes a good virgin drink, and every weekday morning, he makes you think. Bobby Bones.
Let's go! Yeah, you get better and better.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about a little scam. And I kind of fell for it, but I stopped myself just in time. So I keep my personal email box extremely clean. I don't even check my work email. I don't know what's been over there. The only person who occasionally checks is Mike D. I'm like, hey, will you check that work email? My personal email, I don't like any junk. I don't get anything. And if I do, delete, flag, unsubscribe. A new scam is you'll get one of those and you'll unsubscribe, but it's set up perfectly like that. So when you hit unsubscribe, it takes you to a bad link.
Oh, no.
So the email is not to actually be read. It's to make you want to unsubscribe because it's annoying. When you hit unsubscribe, that link is actually a link to a place that steals your information. And when I hit it, it goes, are you sure you want to go to this site? And I was like, this is a brilliant way to steal someone's. And I said, no, I don't. But I remembered that to tell you guys about it.
Thank you, man.
So if you hit unsubscribe, if you even unsubscribe, I don't know. If you hit that and it goes, we don't trust this website. Don't go to it. It's a new scam. There you go. A little PSA here.
Good to know.
But I also thought it was a brilliant one. They
They're
get smarter
get
and smarter.
They're going to get us eventually.
Already, yeah. I'm starting to think I've already fallen for that one.
Uh-oh. All right, guys. Welcome to the show. Big guests today. A lot of games. Bobby Bone, come on. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Last week, my fiance got into a road rage incident with my boss. Ooh.
That's not good.
Ooh. My fiance is not pleased to know that I'm working for a hothead. And while he's at the point where he can move on, it seems like a huge red flag to experience such unprofessional and flat-out rude behavior from someone I work for. What should I do? Should I find a new job? Keep this on the back burner? Go above him? Thanks so much. New to the West. New to this job.
Let's go to the road rage expert.
Well, Eddie, road rage is like crazy.
Whoa, whoa,
he's
whoa.
He's like Mr. Nice Guy.
I'm like a highway vigilante.
You're not a vigilante. It's not your job.
What do you mean?
It's not your job to shut people down or yell at people.
Like if someone's passing people real quick, I just get on the other lane and slow them down a little bit.
But that's not your job.
I like that.
That could also cause an accident.
Well,
so I don't think you quit your job because of what your boss did in a personal setting. If he's not assaulting, I don't know. It just so happened it was your fiance. If we couldn't be friends or work with people that have road rage, I can work with Eddie. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't bring that into this room.
No, I'm very peaceful here.
Yeah, you're peaceful in every other part of your life.
But what if he road raged Caitlin?
That's a good example.
Then I would just beat him up and be like, all right, see you tomorrow at work.
And then we could move on?
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the page?
I guess it depends if he knew it was Caitlin or not. If he didn't and he was just being road ragey, I would be like, well, that's Eddie.
Okay.
But I don't think you go and you look for a new job. I think it's awkward. And you have that talk. Hey, here you and my fiance had a little incident at work. Sorry about that. And you move on.
I just feel like if the tables were flipped and it was the employee doing that to the boss would be like, I don't want my employee doing that. You're out of here.
No, you don't fire somebody for road rage when it has nothing to do with work.
You never say like, man, you messed with the wrong guy today. I'm your boss and you're out.
No, I've never said that, Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, ever in my whole career being a boss.
Ever.
Never.
Okay.
I think if it happens out of work and it's not somebody drunk driving or it's a crime or... You just let it be considered out of work.
Man, he bumper tapped.
I know. I can't. It's like the guy who punched a hole through the windshield a few days ago.
Yeah.
The back windshield. I can't believe that happens. That people do that.
Beyond meat guy.
Yeah. Don't bumper tap. Don't be road ragey because you never know who's got a gun.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's something that affects you at work as far as you having to pick a new job. Just have that awkward conversation. Hey, I'm sorry that happened between you guys. He is sorry. And then just get out. Get out of there. Get out of the office and go do your job. Don't quit. Anybody argue with that?
No.
No.
You can't quit. It didn't happen at work. And he also, again, wasn't drunk driving. He didn't get a DUI. It wasn't one of those situations. Okay, thank you. That's the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Amy, what's your fun fact of the week?
Well, Jessica Simpson developed an addiction to nicotine because she thought Nicorette was regular gum.
Crazy. She would just chew it.
Oh, man.
And then she was addicted.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy. I wonder if it tastes bad or if it tastes like a tingle.
I never had it.
Yeah, me either.
I don't want to try because I don't want to get the nicotine fix.
Yeah.
You know?
Dang, that's unfortunate because she didn't know, right?
No.
Yeah. Eddie, what's your fun fact?
Bones, how far do you think Russia is from Alaska? Now, be honest with me.
90 miles.
Right? That sounds about right. Nope. It's 2.5 miles. There are pieces of islands that are so close to each other that one belongs to Russia, and two and a half miles away, there's an Alaskan island. And sometimes the ocean freezes right there. You can walk right across.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To I guess the other island?
It just feels so far away, but it's like the Caribbean in Florida or like Cuba.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You like throw a rock and land over
there.
It's
like 60 miles or something.
Yeah, that's still close, though.
It's very close.
It's way close. Yeah. All right, let's go to Raymundo. Raymundo.
Yeah, you should always brew your coffee and make it at a temperature you can drink right away because within 2 minutes, you lose 70% of the coffee bean flavor. So you see somebody sucking on it all day, pretty much flavorless.
Or I guess if it's so hot, they have to let it sit.
Right, that's not smart.
Never thought about that.
Did not know that. Okay, Morgan.
The Golden Girls were supposed to have a different theme song. The show's producers wanted to use Bette Midler's song Friends, but the rights to the song were too expensive.
I don't know that song.
I don't either.
Oh, Ray, got a clip?
But you got to have friends. The feeling.
Two things. One, kind of a jam.
Yeah.
That could have worked.
Never heard it, but kind of a jam. And two, I like how Morgan calls for a clip. Ray, clip.
Ray, clip.
Ray, clip. That's funny. Thank you, Morgan. That's, turn that up. It's our new theme song now.
Something came and took them away. And from the dust
to that works, though. That would work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that sound.
It's fun. And finally, my fun fact. George R.R. Martin is the guy that invented, created Game of Thrones. Wrote it. Made tons of money. Massive, right? And he doesn't really spend a bunch of his money. He did buy two houses on the same street in Santa Fe, New Mexico. One to live in. And another house right beside it to put all his toys and collectibles.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's splurging.
Because you know the guy that wrote Game of Thrones got a lot of collectibles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So we're going to go back to the end of last semester before summer break. This girl is at the University of Tampa and has to fly home to New York for the summer. Well, she has this pet betta fish, Theo, and when she gets to the Southwest ticket counter, they're like, oh, yeah, 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 you can't fly with the fish. Sorry, it's not going to work. Well, then two Southwest employees tell her, we will take care of your pet fish over the summer, and when you return to college in the fall, we'll give it back to you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You should have hired them to take care of your fish before it died.
Still be here.
Yeah. I'm like $60 richer, so that's pretty cool.
But shout
that's
out
pretty cool.
To,
did they?
Yeah, Ishmael and Jamie, they returned the betta fish, Theo, safely to Kira, and she's now back at the University of Tampa. Fish is all good all summer long. It's like you got a little summer vacay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That they also had something fun to talk about at work. And those betta fish are hard to kill. Although wasn't that the kind you had?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I've heard that too. Very hard.
They're hard to kill.
But Amy did it.
Yeah,
well,
she did.
My tank got a disease.
The snails were
the
a bad
tank?
Idea.
Now you're blaming it on the tank?
The snails maybe released something into the tank.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It's tragic. Both snails died. The fish died. And it wasn't all at once.
We're just happy it didn't spread to the humans.
Right.
Right. But hey, Theo's alive.
Yes.
And
both.
Well. And
those agents are amazing. That's really cool.
Southwest,
to do.
They documented all on their Twitter, took pictures, updates. So it was a very cute story.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's a brand new season of Easy Trivia where our champion is putting on his tiara.
Whoa, hang on.
Lunchbox is the champion.
You hear that?
No.
You hear that? That's the crown. The crown is in the building.
All right, Easy Trivia. You should not miss these questions. Lunchbox, since you're the champ, which people are shocked by, you will go first.
Oh.
Easy Trivia, famous athletes. What sport did Michael Jordan play?
Basketball and baseball.
Okay. What sport does Ronaldo play, Eddie?
That's soccer, Bones.
Correct. Hey, Morgan, Derek Jeter, what sport does he play?
That's baseball.
Correct. Amy, what sport did Peyton Manning play?
football.
Good. Easy trivia. Everybody's alive.
Here we go.
So Lunchbox has the tiara. He is wearing it. He is the champion. Overall championships, Eddie 4, Amy 1, Lunchbox 1.
Oh, boom. Amazing. How many for Morgan?
None. And if DraftKings were to do the odds and who's going to win this season, Lunchbox would be the favorite, 2-1.
What?
Eddie, 4-1. Amy, 8-1. Means you have a 1-8 chance to be the champ. And Morgan, 40-1.
Hey, oh. I'm the one that can make the most money off of, okay?
Yeah, you never want to be.
Yeah, you're right. Put a dollar on it, maybe yeah, tops.
All right, let's go. Round 2, easy trivia. The category is Tom Hanks movies.
Yep, I've seen a couple.
Life is Like a Box of Chocolates is what movie, Lunchbox?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. Eddie, what's the name of the Tom Hanks movie about the real-life All-American Women Professional Baseball League?
That's A League of Their Own.
Correct. Morgan, what movie does Tom Hanks play Colonel Tom Parker?
Oh, is that the Green Mile?
Incorrect.
Dang.
You've been booed.
I don't know.
What is it?
Elvis.
Oh, dang, I'm watching
crap.
That right now.
I just watched that.
Well, I would have never got it.
Yeah, the Colonel. Yeah, that's Parker okay. I forgot his name was Colonel.
Oh, dang. Man.
But you can make the most money off Morgan.
Hey, those odds just went up.
Hey.
Morgan's gone.
I'm
that's
in
quick.
It for the fun, okay?
That's quick. Amy, what Tom Hanks movie is about his character being stuck on a stranded island?
Wilson. What's it called? Oh.
You've been booed.
Castaway.
Oh, dang.
Oh, my goodness.
We lost two that quick?
I was waiting for I Am Your Captain.
That's the earliest we've ever lost two people. The second round.
Oh, hey. Well,
we're down to two. Easy trivia. Lunchbox, the current champion.
Hey.
You like your odds?
Oh, of course I do. I love the one-on-one with Lunchbox.
The category is famous U.S. fruits and veggies.
Huh?
Famous U.S. fruits and veggies. What U.S. state is known for peaches, Lunchbox?
Georgia.
Correct.
Yeah!
Why do you say it like that?
What U.S. state is known for oranges, Eddie?
Florida.
Correct.
Come on.
The category is famous inventors. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous person that was on the team that invented Apple?
Steve Jobs.
I'll accept it. That's the answer. Wozniak, I would have also taken.
Oh, I was like, oh.
Eddie. Yeah,
stressful.
Who invented Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Correct. In the same category. Oh. Lunchbox, who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Correct. Oh. Eddie, who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. Wow. Wow. Okay, moving on. The category is country music groups.
Love it.
Lunchbox, Kimberly Schlappman and Karen Fairchild are members of what group?
Little Big Town.
Correct.
Yeah!
Eddie, Natalie, Marty, Emily make up what country group?
Those are the Chicks.
That's correct. Next category is pop music.
Yep.
Lunchbox, Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, and Beyonce made up which group?
Destiny's Child.
Correct.
Woohoo!
Eddie, what boy band was Harry Styles once in?
One Direction.
Correct. Same category, Lunchbox. What pop star slash actress is now featured on the show Only Murders in the Building?
Selena Gomez.
Correct.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Eddie, We Found Love, Umbrella, and Disturbia are all songs by what pop artist?
Rihanna.
Correct. The next category is measurements. Easy trivia. Two remain.
This is not good.
Measurements. Lunchbox, how many inches in a foot?
12.
Correct. Eddie, how many degrees are in a circle?
360.
Correct. Lunchbox, how many millimeters are in a centimeter?
Got him.
Huh?
How many millimeters are in a centimeter?
He's measuring with his fingers.
I don't even know what a centimeter is.
Oh, God. Let's slow things down.
I'll just go with 10.
Correct.
Stop it! How did he do that?
I have no idea!
That's
how
amazing.
Did you do that?
Wow.
Eddie. How many ounces are in a pint?
I knew you were going to do this. Ounces every single time. A pint is 8 ounces. Oh, is it 6?
Oh, gosh. Let him keep guessing.
You've been booed.
Yes! Yes!
Good job, Lunchbox.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Maybe DraftKings onto something with those odds.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Wow. Lunchbox won. Woo-hoo! is America's favorite player.
I feel good, man.
Wow. Lunchbox wins easy trivia.
I mean, you always worry about that championship hangover, but it didn't exist that round.
Let's go! No sophomore slump for this guy. Let's go! This is a voicemail from Linda and Dana from Covington, Louisiana.
We listen to you guys every morning for our morning commute. You make it much more bearable, and we have a morning corny. What is worse than raining cats and dogs? Hailing taxis. All right, guys. We love y'all. Thank you for making our commute so much more bearable.
Get it, hailing taxis?
Oh, hailing.
Yeah.
I like when people laugh on the line.
They crack themselves up.
Either fake or not, it's fun. For example, listen to this one. Ray, play that.
Hi, this is Shauna from Texas. And Shauna at... Oh.
See?
What?
She messed up and then couldn't stop laughing.
I like it.
Here is Kara.
I am dating a man that's obsessed with sports betting, and I'm trying to get into it, and I'm trying to get ahead of the game. I want to take your picks, Bobby, but I don't know how. Do I just listen to 25 Whistles? Do you post them anywhere? Do I just have to listen to the show?
Yes. Listen to 25 Whistles. There's a new one today where I give you... Here's the thing. I'm probably not going to hit this week.
Do you say that every week?
That on 25 Whistles, too?
I didn't at first, but I'm 15-0.
I know.
It's unbelievable. It's like pitching two perfect games in a row.
Yeah, they're going to start investigating you after a while.
They think Biff gave me the almanac from Back to the Future.
Two.
Yeah. So I'm probably not going to win this week, but yes, it's up there. So go listen to 25 Whistles today. We also have Rich Eisen on, who was a former ESPN SportsCenter anchor from back in the day, also has the Rich Eisen show now. So pretty cool. But yeah, just go search 25 Whistles wherever you podcast. It's a sports show. That's what's up.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The Wall Street Journal did a big write-up on how old band logos are trending right now for young people. And they talked to a dad that was so excited when his 17-year-old daughter brought home a Rolling Stones and a Metallica shirt. But then he got super annoyed because she couldn't name a single song
from
either of
them. He locks her in the room and you play what you think is their biggest, most influential album. Listen to all of it and then she can wear the shirt. I don't even care if you know three songs. Listen to the full album and then we'll talk. Also, I don't care anymore. I'm annoyed with me at this point.
Okay.
I've been saying this forever. Now other people are saying it too. And I'm like, I don't want to be on that train.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. It's a whole Wall Street
Now it's a whole
right
thing.
Up.
I like it when it was only me complaining. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm kind of a loser now.
Well, a poll found that the most popular band logo shirts are AC/DC. Check. Have that.
I have an AC/DC sweater, like a sweatshirt type thing. It's a little thicker than that. But it says Highway to Hell on it, and it's one of their big songs. I love AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even when they had Ballbreaker, which was way later, post-super famous AC/DC, like, knew it all, listened to it all. And I just feel weird about wearing a shirt that says Highway to Hell on it, even though that was the name of the tour and the song.
So you don't wear it anymore?
I've never put it on.
Oh, man.
I bought it, and it's old, and I can't... Because hell's a place.
Yes, it is.
So it wouldn't be a bad word.
You could wear it. Just wear it.
Yeah, dude, who cares?
Do it.
It's rock and roll, man.
Listen, yes, I'm the bad boy of country music. Yeah. However, I'm not the bad boy of real life.
Oh, that's true.
I'd wear it in real life. So, I don't know. It doesn't feel comfortable to me. So, what else?
Aerosmith, Queen, Pink Floyd, and Green Day. Those are the popular
ones. It's cool
that
Green Day's got a cool logo. Yeah. All right, what else?
Okay, credit card skimmers, they're cropping up at gas stations, particularly 7-Elevens across the country, and even ATMs. So here's what you need to do to protect yourself. Try to only use a chip card in the reader if you can. Just boop, use the chip. Check the card reader for a fake top plate. This will take some investigating, but it's worth it. You can use Apple Pay or Google Pay or cash. And then also if you're at ATMs, they put teeny tiny little cameras there, scammers do, to try to get your PIN code and make sure you look for a camera.
Here's the thing. When I'm getting gas, I don't have all this time to launch full investigation.
Oh,
you
don't.
You got to call the Department of Justice here. DOJ, I'm going to launch full investigation, full scale. I'm going to need a...
No, you just have to look for a few things.
But you say the skimmer on the outside of... They have those that aren't skimmers, though. They have little things that go outside of that plate you slide your card in. And I've seen them before, and I'm like, this is a skimmer. And then they're like, no, that's just part of the gas pump.
You're paranoid.
Yes. So, fine. But I still, when I use Apple Pay at the store, I'm like, am I doing this right?
Oh, I feel so old when it's time to bring up my wallet and find my credit card and hold my phone up to it. That's definitely something that ages me.
Yeah, and I do it, but I'm always like, is this even...
Yeah.
crap. So all that sounds good in principle, but I don't think people are going to be doing it. All right, what else?
So Reba was on our show earlier this year talking about what she would like to see happen with her show, Reba.
We've been really trying hard to do a reboot on the Reba show because I really want to work with the people that I got to work with during that 6.5 years. So hopefully that'll happen one day.
And here's Reba on GMA talking about how it's not going to happen.
Unfortunately not. I thought we were getting really close, but nope, not going to be able to do it for right now. But we'll kind of keep seeing if we can get in there somewhere.
So hopefully one day. It's a good show.
I guess it's not a Survivor.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
It's a song to Reba that also went viral.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that.
Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. We're slow.
I sang it perfectly, just like Reba, too. Right on. All right, is that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Guys, I need you to stick with me. We're about to go on a wild, long ride.
Okay.
Carl Allenby, when he's a teenager, he's in high school. He doesn't have the resources to go to college, so he starts working at an auto parts store. He's like, man, I really like this car stuff. So at 19, he says, you know what? I'm going to open my own car shop. So he opens a shop, and it just provides for him. Until he's in his mid-30s, he's like, I'm going to go back to college and get my college degree. And he's taking a biology class. And he's like, you know what? When I was a kid, I always dreamed of becoming a doctor. So he started taking med school classes, and then he graduates, goes and does residency, and now he is 51 years old, and he was just hired on as his first job as a doctor.
That's wow. Awesome. You know, if there was a group project, everybody wanted to be in his group because he was a non-traditional student, and they work a lot harder.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let me tell you.
Because they care.
Intro to Earth Systems in college, we had to take a test individually, and then we got to take it in a group, right? Well, I saw the two non-traditional students. I got in their group, so I was like, man, the test average, so I didn't even study, and I'd get an F on my test and an A on theirs. C, good.
Hey, this guy's living in 2040 right now.
Let me tell you.
That's some forward thinking.
Wait, if he got a C, does that mean they get a C?
No, 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 because they would get an A on their individual, and so then they get an A on the group, okay. So they would get an A. You average the two.
Okay.
So I'd just get an F on mine, and then the group, they'd get an A. Boy. Boom, oh here gosh. You go. Yeah. Never
you
had
guys can learn this. He thought of that years ago.
Yeah.
That's future type thinking right there.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Good story, though. Shout out that dude. That's what it's all
Carl
about.
Carl Allenby.
Carl Allenby. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.